brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is now hour number two. We had four different reporters and journalists on, including Jim Tucker, in the last hour from the Bilderberg meeting covering it in Istanbul, Turkey, formerly Constantinople. Why I mention that, I'm just into history. The point is, Daniel Estulin joins us from Spain. He's been to the last 15 meetings, but he has a family member on death's doorstep. We need to pray for her, so he's unable to attend, but he is continuing with the best analysis, and he's huge in Endgame. Wait till it comes out. We couldn't do it without him. Daniel Estulin also, of course, has his website. We have links to it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A week and a half ago, he got the entire guest list. His info is always checked out. He's giving you huge news on Zelikow, a very dangerous globalist, somebody that I was informed of 10 years ago. They said, watch this guy. He is very, very important. And then there's all these other people involved as well. Going back to Daniel Estulin, please continue with that analysis you were going over, sir.
Well, it's funny, Alex, you should say that you were informed of Zelik's danger to the international community 10 years ago. I, too, was told by people who are close to the Bilderberg community that...
Yeah, Zelik and Zelik, I'm sorry.
That's right. Now, Zelik's name also raises eyebrows, Alex, among development groups for his close ties to the Yes establishment as well as his relationship to the corporate interests. One of the attendees at the Bilderberg conference, now I have not had the confirmation as to who this individual is, asked Zelik how he was planning to patch up relationships with third and fourth world nations when he is best remembered during his tenure as United States Trade Representative for arm-twisting poor nations' governments to adhere to United States-imposed intellectual property laws that make medicines, for example, unaffordable to the developing world. Zelik didn't say anything, which, again, it was rhetorical questions. Snickering was heard in the room. Now, he's been also a close friend to the brand-name pharmaceutical industry, and the bilateral trade agreements he has negotiated effectively block access to generic medication for millions of people, meaning basically that millions of people will die because they do not have access to cheap medicine.
Which goes back to the population control agenda, correct?
Exactly. However, what has really riled up both the American and European delegates is the fact that the World Bank's dirty linen is being washed in public, thanks in great part to Paul Wolfowitz's ineptness, which incidentally Wolfowitz has blamed on the American press. That's quite cheeky of him. Now, I'd like to go over a little bit for your audiences, exactly explain what the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank stand for, what they are, because I think a lot of people think that they're good institutions that are supposed to be helping humanity, where in fact they've done more damage to the human race than any other financial institution in history, if I may. Alex?
Yes, please continue.
All right. Now, it's widely but mistakenly believed that the purpose of the World Bank, controlled by the United States Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund, of which the United States is the principal donor and the only nation with the veto power, is to encourage development and relieve poverty in the third world. But in practice, these organizations have added to the impoverishment and destitutions of millions through the loan scheme called the Structural Adjustment Programs, SAPs, that have succeeded in adding to the country's burden of debt and stagnation. Now, the obvious result of the SAPs from the World Bank and the IMF is that the money lent to the destitute nations were used to make immediate interest payments to Western banking institutions, something that both Jim Tucker and I have been saying for years. Now, furthermore, by ordering third world economies to focus on production for export purposes, the World Bank and the IMF channeled over almost $200 billion of the third world financial resources in the 1980s and the early 1990s into servicing dollar-denominated foreign debt. Obviously, that doesn't help the third world economies. Now, these programs are being implemented in over 70 third world countries, from Nigeria to Jamaica, from Hungary to Ethiopia, Kenya, Ghana, etc., etc., and they are subjected to 566 IMF and World Bank stabilization and SAPs.
Daniel, final segment with you when we get back. By the way, folks, they're raping the third world. Now they're subdividing the assets of the United States, treating us like a third world nation. We are now on the chopping block. Stay with us.
Cheers.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to re-air the Ron Paul interview from yesterday, where he talked about the international conspiracy to overthrow America. Then the Stephen E. Jones new information about thermite in the buildings and bombs. That's coming up in the third hour. Of course, Sunday I'll be on the air from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ and across the country on wonderful AM and FM affiliates. The United Nations officially is saying the dollar could collapse, and when you actually read the document, they say they think it is going to collapse. Then, of course, they'll come out with the Amero as the answer to counter the European Union. This, the Trilateralists wrote about this in 74 when the organization went public. They were actually set up in 73. It's all happening right now. When I tell you the information on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com is of the utmost importance, folks, you can bank it. Go read the articles. There's so many that Aaron has written, that Paul Watson's written, that Steve Watson have written. They're all huge. Everything that Esselin's saying is huge. What the guest said in the last hour, that was stuff from inside Bilderberg with Jim Tucker. You understand, folks? You can bank it. Over and over again, it's been accurate. These are the people steering the world's future. We're not talking about what some, you know, what size breast implant some woman got. We're not talking about if some Lindsay Lohan's in rehab. We're not talking about stoop. We're talking about everything you've got in the bank being turned into pesos. We're talking about the economy imploding. We're talking about troops in the streets. We're talking about martial law. We're talking about World War III. We're talking about one world government. We're talking about biblical-type stuff here, okay? This is the real deal. Daniel Estelin, please continue, sir, in the last few minutes we've got with you.
Great. Great to be back again. Now, one of the key, Alex, sticking points as far as Zoluk's nomination is concerned is, again, has to do with African. African states, unable to compete with Western multinationals, they've been forced to withdraw from the health sector as part of the free market economy. Now, again, it goes back to what you were saying about the malthus, about the population reduction, et cetera. Now, this has put African children at the mercy of unscrupulous international organizations and pharmaceutical transnational corporations who are thus at liberty to use them as guinea pigs for testing various drugs and vaccines. Now, as a case in point, in January 2001, the U.S.-based pharmaceutical TNC Pfizer used an experimental drug on about 50,000 children suffering from meningitis in Kano, Nigeria, without official authorization. As a result of the epidemic, almost 15,000 people died, while many others became deaf and blind. Needless to say, we haven't heard about it in the United States, nor have we heard about it in Europe. But just a couple of other items on the agenda which we're following from the Bilderberg Conference. Now, the European relations with Russia is, needless to say, is a key sticking point, not only in Europe, but also in Central Asia. We'll have a complete report on that next week once the conference is finished, with Moscow making a deal.
And Daniel, let's stop you right there. Now, you graciously let us post all your stuff at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, but tell folks the address for your fabulous news site.
It's www.danielestulin.com, E-S-T-U-L-I-N. Today, by the way, Alex, the Turkish edition of my Bilderberg book is out. And on the 1st of September, the American edition of the true story of the Bilderberg will be out in the United States. Needless to say, I'll be there to promote it.
And it's already published in, 24 countries? Have been a
it's
bestseller.
Published in 42 countries. It's published in 42 countries in 24 languages. It has sold 1.5 million copies worldwide. So there's a lot of people. Needless to say, it's not nearly as popular as American Idol, but we have enough people, and we don't need a lot. We just need 3% of the American population.
Well, that was my next question for you. 3% won the Revolutionary War. I want to get you the bottom line from you, the globalist strategy to try to bring down the U.S., the last piece in their puzzle. You talked about it last year, how important it is for them to get this amnesty to finally bring in the New World Order with the North American Union, and what you see the key things are we need to do as people of the world against our enemies, only a couple hundred of them, and what they're going to try.
Well, one of the key things we need to understand is how money works. That's one of the things that one of the bankers who actually is a member of the Bilderberg Club and an intimate friend of mine, he told me, if you want to do something about these people, you cannot stand up shoulder to shoulder with others, pick up a gun or an arm and try to fight them. You can't physically win the battle. What you need to do is to understand how money works. And once you understand how money works for you, you can actually do something against these people, because what we're doing by putting money into major financial institutions, we're feeding the monster who sooner or later will destroy us. So what we need to do, as he told me, is to take the money out of the bank and take the power of the money away from these people. That'll be the first step. And that is actually the anathema to what most people believe, because everybody thinks that the bank is the safest place to keep one's money. Take the money out of the bank, convert it to gold, convert it to silver. Don't give these people the power to destroy us.
Absolutely. I mean, why leave it there where they have control of it? I mean, obviously hedge, be diversified, folks, but most of us aren't diversified. I'm so busy I have no chance to diversify my meager nest egg. Daniel, last year you spoke about the North American Union and the key to that being the open borders. How important is that today?
I think it's more important than ever. I think you're seeing Europe is a guinea pig. Europe is an experiment. You could see what is going on in Europe. They're actually using the same blueprint, and they're putting it in practice in the United States. The American Union it's just a matter of time. It's a question of time. And I think unless people realize what is going on, this thing is the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was actually put into practice in the early 1990s, talked in clear details about how this whole thing was going towards North American Union. And you could see 10 years or 15 years later how we're almost there. But again, I think there's still time for us to wake up, and this general awakening hopefully will have enough reason of the people who can actually stand together and prevent this thing from actually...
Absolutely. Chain reactions. You know, last year I was with you in Canada and Ottawa, their capital.
That's right.
It was in dozens of papers, I don't know, probably 20 papers up there, hundreds of websites, foreign news, but nothing in the U.S. press. The U.S. press has always been the most locked down. Now it's all over Dallas Morning News, all over other major U.S. newspapers. Just type Bilderberg into Google, click news, folks.
What
all
are they
over
saying
Texas
Dallas
TV.
Morning News?
I mean,
what exactly are they saying?
How big is the, well? What are they saying?
What are they saying in the Dallas Morning News?
Okay, the Dallas Morning News was talking about how the governor, Rick Perry, went over there, and how it's a super-secret meeting, and it's been on television. I'm going to play a TV clip here in a minute. And other reports are admitting that the world's elite are meeting in secret, and it's in quite a few U.S. and British and other newspapers. All I'm saying is we're seeing more coverage right now in 1 year than we've seen in decades combined. So this is exponential. What's it going to be next year?
I just hope we have enough time to put a stop to this.
But is that encouraging to you to see this type of coverage?
Well, it is. But again, I think the interlock mechanisms that these people actually need to bring about their new world order, I think it's in place. It's just a question of how quickly they can organize it. Because again, one of the key issues is the power of money. As long as we have the money, we more or less are free. As soon as they destroy the economy, and that's one of the things that they've been talking about in Europe, bringing the world, you were talking about Barroso a few minutes ago. Now, Barroso, a few months back, when they were presenting, unveiling the new European energy policy, talked about it's time to bring the world into the post-industrial age. Now, when I heard that phrase, Alex, I almost fell off my chair, because
that's what you talk about. That's what you talk about in Endgame. This is the new feudal state. This is where
exactly. They
see middle class as their enemy, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, Asian. They don't care, folks. Understand that. They want to destroy you. Do you understand that?
That's exactly, you're right. You just said it, Alex. The post-industrial age is a symmetrical twin to the pre-industrial age, where you and I worked the fields. We died, our children worked the fields. They died, their children worked the fields for the oligarchical elite of 1%. Now, to bring the world to the post-industrial age, what you need to do is to destroy the world economy. Now, they're saying it as an excuse. That is global warming. The warming, that's what they're using as an excuse. Needless to say, we know that is not the reason. Now, to destroy the world economy, somebody will have to work in the post-industrial age. My question to you and to the audience is, who is it going to be, David Rockefeller or you and I?
Well, bottom line, look at Mexico as a model. Richest country per capita in the world, triple the resources of the U.S. They have the smallest and richest elite, most billionaires in the world, folks. And it is a religion down there to have 50 and 100 and 200,000 acre ranches. Vicente Fox has a 40,000 when he's low level. And they literally, it's a religion, just like the British had, a religion of their slaves out there working. It's so sad. And now they're using those very people who I want to be free, instead of having a revolution in Mexico, they're using them to slit the throat of America, Daniel.
Needless to say, Mexico as an even-handed trading partner to the United States is a great benefit to the United States and to Mexico. But it's much better to have Mexico as a slave working as a third world wages.
Yes.
And this way you can, exactly.
Exactly. Instead of us working together to overthrow the government of Mexico that's corrupt and to get our government back here in the U.S. Again, I'm talking about that as a microcosm. Same thing's happening in Europe. You wrote about how they do use the Muslim extremists, how the Bilderberg Group is behind them, because, it's a destabilizer for the Middle East.
Exactly.
And then if we criticize the, quote, Muslim extremists, some Muslims think, oh, we're against them. You don't understand, folks. Those revolutionaries are controlled by the globalists. DanielEstulin.com. Spell that out for people, Daniel.
Daniel, EstulIn.com.
And in closing, everybody should pray for your mother-in-law. I want to thank you for coming on. Do you think the globalists are mad right now that all this coverage is out there?
I'm not sure, Alex. The fact that Barroso, the president of the European Commission, a few months back, actually showed his hand. If you're in a poker game, you show your hand, because no matter what the other one has, you can always win. And what they've done a few months back is they actually showed their hand by saying that it's time to bring the world into the post-industrial age. Now, this is the first time, I think, in history that they've openly admitted what they've been actually been trying
to do. And they're going to do that with a new carbon tax, which means one-child policy, no more meat. I mean, hundreds of rules. It's all mainstream media now, folks. When you hear carbon tax, oh, let's ban the light bulbs. See, that sounds reasonable, but it's once they've set that precedent, folks, it's total feudalism, micromanagement of your life under new environmental laws, absolutely incredible. Now, Daniel, where and when did Barroso say that? Because I'm going to get that.
Well, he actually said it, I got it off the BBC, the first day. I don't have the date right now, but he said it a few months ago at the unveiling of the latest European energy policy. BBC published it the same day.
Oh, my God, I've got to get that.
Alex.
Thank you so much for coming on. Daniel,
I have one final thing.
Okay, well, stay there. Stay there, because we've got to come back to you. Just a quick break if you want to finish up. We'll be right back.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel, finish up your point, my friend.
Just a couple of points before I go. Bilderberg is not a conspiracy. I think it's very, very important that people understand that. They exist, they meet, and then what they decide is executed on the world stage annually. And as most of the things that they actually decide is very, very short term, because there is no long term, I think we can actually see the things that I say, the things that Jim Tucker says, things that you do. People can we don't need to go 800 years into the future. These are short 3, 6, 1 year decisions, 1 year into the future decisions, and we can actually see just how right we are about the things.
This is a world governing council.
Exactly. This is the World Governing Council run by the European and the Americans, which is a NATO alliance. Now, you said a few minutes ago, is there anything we can do? Do we have a chance? I think we do have a chance, but the thing is that these people are slightly ahead of us. They started about 500 years ago, shortly after the Treaty of Florence was signed, which established the idea of nation states. So they've been at it for 500 years, and they know exactly what they want. Now, the thing about us, the people who are trying to organize the resistance against what the Bilderbergers are trying to do, is that we're not as well organized, and needless to say, we don't have a purpose in mind. They do. The idea is not so much a one-world government as a one-world company. That's their final objective.
Yeah, that's it. A bunch of blocks owned and run by the same people. Daniel Estlin, go ahead.
That's what George Ball said in 1968. Now, Ball was the subsecretary of economic affairs with Johnson and Kennedy. He said, how do we create a world company which will give orders to governments? In other words, how do you create a Halliburton-type company which will supersede and power every government on earth? It's not up to God. It's up to us to do something about this, and I think we can, as long as we can stop watching American Idol and whatever else is out there, which has a lot to do with dumbing down of society and very little to do with the idea of freedom.
Absolutely. Daniel Estlin, I want to get you back up in the next few weeks as soon as your family problems are concluded. God bless you, my friend, and thank you for your great work.
Thanks so much for having me.
What a great gentleman. I wanted to play this clip, but we don't have time now. You can go up to PrisonPlanet.com and watch the Newsday Austin piece about Rick Perry and the Bilderberg Group. I mean, this is on local Texas news. By the way, I'll admit, we called him up and said yesterday and said, you know, it's in the Dallas Morning News that he went to this. By the way, it's illegal. It's a violation of the Logan Act. We have articles on PrisonPlanet.com about the Logan Act being violated. That needs to be gotten out to people. He could get in trouble for this. Hillary got fined $300,000 a few years ago for this stuff. Okay, this is serious. We've got news about Giuliani being heckled and booed by 9/11 members, family members. That is important. So he stops using their name, you know, to wrap them around himself. Help us get that out. We've got this huge article that Aaron Dyke stayed up till middle of the night doing last night. It's unbelievable. Governor Perry summoned to Bilderberg while insider trading charges mount in related Texas buyout. We're talking about indictments, folks, with Bilderberg members involved in his handing over of the water systems, the biggest power plant grab ever, the roads, everything. I mean, folks, this is happening. I mean, this is going on right now. This is huge stuff. I just want to hurt them. I want to expose them. I want to get my fellow Americans, people of the world, my fellow Texans, to see what's happening. That is all I want. Please help us at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And I know my team works really hard, but we need to, I mean, look at this breaking news with what Tucker said last hour. That's the stuff that's going to happen. We need articles on that. Help us, listeners. Write up your own articles about what we said. Send them to Aaron at InfoWars.com. JonesReport.com right now has the most reporting. It's all up there right now on the site. Just help us get this out. All I want to do is expose these people. All I want to do is stop these people. That is what we're doing here. And they're evil. They're bad. We're exposing them. It's starting to come out in the news. We need to arrest all these people. These are evil, evil, evil people. They're destroying my country. They're destroying my state. They're destroying your nations, no matter where you live. And they're playing us off against each other. We have got to defeat them with God's help. We have to at least put up a fight against them, or they're going to run all over us. So please, go get the video clips, get the materials, get the information. It's all free on PrisonPlanet.com. And yes, in closing, because Ron Paul's coming up, it is live. We are Friday. It is June 1st, 2007, the year halfway through already. Please go to PrisonPlanet.com and buy some of the books and videos. That's how I pay for things. That's how I'm able to hire more people. That's how we're able to go on trips and go places and get you this information and bring it to you. So please get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, or if you let yours expire, get another membership or give it as a gift. And I want to thank those that have supported us. Buy the books and videos from us. Make copies of the videos I've made. That is so important. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Get in there. And to everybody, the whole team, John Harmon up there at the network, that guy's got the best attitude, can do, takes action. Good job, John. And I just love working with all of you and being in this historical fight. We got good on our side. They're the bad guys. If we expose them, with God's help, we cannot lose. Get to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the articles. Get them out there. Unleash your power.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Way up north, to Alaska, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. North to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 90.
Ladies and gentlemen, presidential candidate on the Republican Party ticket. He is the true people's candidate, a constitutional populist is the term I would use to best describe Dr. Paul, veteran Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, grandfather Ron Paul, husband Ron Paul, patriot Ron Paul, who's got a perfect conservative voting record, literal founding father material. He is a very humble man. He doesn't like hearing that. I know I cringe when people compliment me, but you know what? He is the real McCoy. And, I mean, people say he's in the mold of Barry Goldwater. Frankly, I've looked at Barry Goldwater's voting record, and it is a pox compared to Congressman Ron Paul. And he's got a good record, but it's got quite a few potholes in it. This guy is sterling. He is literally the Excalibur of candidates. And RonPaul2008.com is the website. 1-800-RON-PAUL is the number to donate. The congressman joins us now for the rest of this hour, the next 25 minutes. Congressman, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you.
So much has happened just out of the gates. What is most important to Congressman Ron Paul and presidential candidate Ron Paul?
Well, of course, the exciting thing is that the message has caught on. I think one of the more interesting things about who's responding, and it's the younger generation, which I think is good news for the country. It's the younger generation that is bearing the burden. They're starting to recognize what we're dumping on them, whether it's the war in the Middle East, whether it's our foreign policy, whether it's an entitlement system we can't pay for, or our financial system, the monetary system. The young people are starting to wake up. Besides, they like their privacy, which is delightful. So I never dreamed that the young people would respond so well to somebody that does not exactly identify with a lot of young people, you know, socially and with music and things. But it's the idea of freedom, that if I'm willing and to present the case for allowing these young people to have their way and not put a burden on them, all of a sudden they have become very excited about what's happening.
I got to bring this up because I've probably gotten, 500, 600, emails, 50 calls on air. I mean, all I know is it's a lot. Faxes. Oh, we got to protect him. They're gonna Bobby Kennedy him. Ask him how we support him. Do we donate for bodyguards? And I go, I don't want to get the congressman on and bring something like this up. I go, he's a smart guy. He knows there's a risk, in everything you do. But obviously the New World Order does not smile on people in the past who are actually making a run at their throat. I think if you do win the nomination, let's be honest, I think you are going to be in danger, sir. They would like you to address that.
Well, I think that's real. I think we're at a point right now where they're still hoping I will go away, but the fact that they've started to attack me means that we are annoying them, to say the least. But I'm still working on the assumption that my automobile may well be a lot more dangerous than me being attacked.
Yes.
But like you say, if we get a little bit closer to really achieving success in the political sense, then I think there's reason to be concerned and to be alert.
Well, they went after George Washington. They went after Andrew Jackson. They've gone after a lot of people that are patriots.
And George Wallace, who wasn't exactly in our camp, but he sort of resented the establishment, and they finally did something with him, too.
Yeah, and look at the big kingfish. Look at Mr. Long.
Mm-hmm, that's right. They'll do it. So there's a lot at stake. You know, if we shake up the establishment, it's what is at stake for us is our freedom. What is at stake for them is the money and the control and the power and the monetary system. So this is high stakes. So yes, they will be very determined. But I think right now they're going to just try to ridicule and to make me a fringe candidate. That's their approach.
Absolutely. Coming into the debate, I know you've been pretty public about your strategy, liberty, freedom, less government, constitutional principles. In the next debate, I talked to Aaron Russo. He told me he talked to you. Obviously, I've seen your campaign already attacking Giuliani. I mean, that is the smart thing. You don't need our advice, but what about going after him about the dust, which he helped cover up, which they now admit, major medical institutions, that it's hurting their lungs, the asbestos, the concrete, the glass. What about going after Giuliani on saying he's a hero of 9/11, as he did last time with you, when in major polls and articles, the firefighters and police unanimously pretty much hate his guts?
Well, the likelihood of me initiating that in a debate where time is so limited, and that takes a little bit of explanation, I'm not likely to. The fact that he made a charge which was unbelievable, that he had never heard our side of the story about how our foreign policy could contribute to our dislike of American government overseas, that was astounding. So we did go after him, but I thought in a dignified fashion to point out to some very, very credible CIA agents who, people that I've read and studied before, supported my position. So I will continue to do that to try to point out when they overstep their bounds, but I just don't think in 30 seconds or 1 minute I can make this the issue of the debate, unless it lends itself. You know, if I'm asked a question, obviously I can take advantage of the opportunity.
Well, I would have, if I was a betting man, I would guess he'll wrap himself in 9/11 again,
yeah,
and bring up what a hero he is. He said he was a victim, which he wasn't last time. Just amazing stuff. I'm just saying, if he brings that up, to say, hey, why are they all mad at you for covering up the dust? You knew about that. I think that's a winner.
Yeah. I think you're right, and I have to be ready to use it if the opportunity presents.
But obviously, Dr. Paul, I mean, I defer to your knowledge. I mean, you've been up on the Hill for many years, and you've experienced all this. You know 10 times, you know, with half your brain tied behind your back that I do about strategy. What are you planning to bring up in the debate that's coming up next week?
You know, if I have an opportunity to direct this discussion, I would probably follow this line of thinking. You know, I've made the case for the more arguments against our foreign policy and the politics of it, how bad it is for us as Republicans and how unconstitutional it is. But I'm going to start talking more about, to sort of needle away at the conservatives, how this is not conservative. We don't even have any money. We borrow every penny to fight this war from the Chinese. The Chinese can bring us to our knees because of our monetary system and our trade policies, and yet nobody says anything. And the conservatives call this a conservative philosophy. At the same time, they're running up these huge deficits. I'm going to put the burden back on our Republican leadership for not being exactly what they say they are, and trying to make the point that instead of making me the strange Republican, I think I'm a mainstream Republican. You know, I still believe in balanced budgets. I think they're radicals. I think they're radical in their foreign policy. I think they're radical in endorsing the Democratic proposals for entitlements. They're radical when it comes to taxes and entitlements. So, and now they have a need to run up these deficits and continue this fraud that exists in the Federal Reserve System to keep printing money to pay the bills, which literally wipes out the middle class. So I'm going to emphasize the economics of this war, since we have talked about the other conditions that have given us trouble.
The dollar is continuing its unbelievable plunge. And then I saw Bloomberg, as the Mexicans are panicking because the peso is surging up the charts, gaining on the dollar. This has never before happened.
And maybe that is a reflection of what they see coming with the North American Union. Maybe they're betting they're going to be successful. And, you know, this immigration bill is pushing that bill along, too, this whole idea of a North American Union. And if they're going to combine our currencies, that means you would be betting on the peso gaining against the dollar. But, you know, it's a guessing game, too, because none of the currencies are anything other than paper currency. So there's a lot of political guesswork being done, and yet I hope I'm wrong on that assessment, but it well could be some of the speculators thinking that they're going to be pushing us into this North American Union, which obviously we have to continue to fight.
Well, when the peso starts running up against the dollar, we know...
There's something wrong.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong. Talking about the economy, I mean, now even Alan Greenspan saying serious recession coming, which is what you've been saying for a few years, and you said a few years ago you saw that happening in the next 3 to 5 years. Do you still give us that prognosis, Doctor?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, the evidence today is there. I think the our growth in the economy is 0.6%. Annualized, and those figures are always fudged to make it look better than it really is. But there's an interesting statistic that shows that we're actually in negative growth because our population grows at 1.5%. So if you want even growth, you know, just holding our own, you have to grow at 1.5%. And yet we're at 0.6, so we're in negative growth right now in real terms.
Well, doesn't the federal government also cook and fix a lot of the economic indices and datum that they add into the whole inflation and growth scales?
Yeah, I don't really believe any of them, and I don't know who puts them all together and whether they sleep well at night. But I don't really trust them. I think this website that John Williams has out is very good. He keeps tabs on real growth and money supply. He's the one that's put this M3 money supply together, and he also talks about the PPI and CPI in real terms. If you just use the old method of calculating the CPI, you know, we have an inflation rate of 7%, 8%, 9%, you know. So what happens is it's sort of like the money supply. They don't want us to know, they cancel it or change it, and they do that with these other statistics too. But that's why I think people are much more disgruntled than the government statistics would indicate. You know, everything is wonderful according to government reports. At the same time, you know the people and what they're complaining about, and they're not all that happy. And they know that their liberties are being undertaken and removed. At the same time, their economic conditions are getting worse.
Congressman, last year, the Defense Authorization Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, moved us much closer to the president controlling the governors in emergencies, even environmental. Then, of course, and of course you've written about this, but for the listeners recapping, we saw the Military Commissions Act, which all the top law professors looked at and said, yes, they strip citizens of citizenship and then can secretly use torture in a court of law in one of these kangaroo courts against you. Now, with Presidential Decision Directive 51, Bush, quote, gave the presidency, I don't know how the president does that, the new power to circumvent Congress during, quote, environmental emergencies or any emergencies he sees fit. In the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, they use the term during insurrection or rebellion. So please speak to the overall dictatorship that you've talked about that now is being set up. And then can you expand on that to, is the elite doing this so they can bankrupt the economy and fully suck us dry, or are they doing it because they've drunkenly overspent and now they can't control it and they're afraid of when it implodes, people are going to riot? Can you speak to that?
I think my first guess would be that they're preparing for bad conditions, and they know what we know, although they deny it and wouldn't say it, and they expect turmoil. And, you know, when the entitlement system breaks down, there's going to be a lot of chaos. And I think they also know that the Chinese could bring us to our knees if they desire to, and they could destroy the dollar, and there's going to be a lot of unhappy people. So in some ways, the executive branch always overextends, but the Congress is derelict, because when they passed that change in the Insurrection Act in the DOD budget, they literally said it would be okay. So it has become law now with this recent executive order. He's just putting it down in black and white, in concrete, and he's telling us exactly how they can do it, and yet nobody seems to care. You know,
is that a public? Is that? I had a reporter here yesterday, and he said, "Is that hyperbole, Mr. Jones?" He said, "I heard you say this is an open declaration of dictatorial powers." And, well, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, but they don't say that. They just say that they can take over the function. But it is a military dictatorship, is what it is. It's authority, and it doesn't have to go through the Congress.
But for those in Congress, for those of us that study this and are into this and are informed, it is an open declaration.
Even though I'm just saying they don't use those precise words, but in reality it is, you know, and they have this authority. But it's been incremental. This seems to be a big burst of energy to solidify the power in the executive branch. And I guess we can't look into the minds and souls of everyone that's doing this, whether they say, oh, I love dictatorship, I want it, or whether they're just preparing for rough times and sincerely believe this is the way to do it.
Well, that's what concerns me, sir, is that, you know, we saw preparations 20, 30 years ago, but it was very small, it was emasculated, it wasn't robust. Now, everything they do is clearly being done to set up classical police state, you know, frontline oppression that you warned so much about, and now they passed John Warner Defense Authorization Act, which openly says for insurrection and to dominate the public. They passed the Military Commissions Act.
Yeah.
They do this. I mean, do you think they're getting ready to try it?
Well, it's hard to say, but they are prepared, and, you know, this whole idea of getting rid of habeas corpus means that, you know, if they need this type, or they're going to use this type of power, I mean, they're not going to want to be handicapped by all of us going before a judge and forcing them to explain why they're holding us. Now they can hold American citizen without habeas corpus. That to me is one of the most atrocious changes in our law recently. That and the change in our foreign policy where we start preemptive wars. These two things, one international, one domestic, is,
well, is
a
that
real
not,
threat to us.
I mean, is that not what Hitler and Stalin did? I mean, that's what Napoleon did. When you start saying there's no habeas corpus, you're guilty until proven innocent, and I'm going to preemptively attack whoever I want. I mean, what is that called, sir?
Well, it is. It's tyrannical. For them to succeed, though, they're going to have to really attack the Second Amendment, because that is the ultimate test of whether the American people will stand up to this abuse. So we'll have to wait and see if there's any extra effort. Matter of fact, there are some gun laws being prepared now as a consequence of this recent school episode, so they are going to make some more attempts. But still, the American people are armed, and we still have access to radio talk shows, and we still have the internet, so our voices can be heard, and I think that's a lot about what this campaign is about.
Congressman, is it fair to say that the Republic is in the fight of its life, literally for its very existence?
Well, I think so. I think it's been going on a long time, but it seems to be coming to a head. And that's why, you know, what we do now is crucial. That's also the reason I'm encouraged that our information is getting out better than ever before, and the young people are waking up, and that's great.
Congressman, the Logan Act, the cover of the Dallas Morning News, Texas Governor Rick Perry to attend Bilderberg meeting, and they say it's super secret and that he's flown over there to meet.
Yeah, well, that sure is a sign that he's very much involved in the international conspiracy. And, of course, he's been the promoter of the highway. But wasn't it pretty neat how the people in Texas spoke out and the legislature also all of a sudden, you know, backed away and put a moratorium on that? That means that people do have a voice. But this information about him going over there and violating, if that is becomes the case, the Logan Act and getting involved, I'm just very impressed that that's in the ordinary media. So that's to me, I think that's encouraging, too. So go ahead and ask another one, but I got to go.
Okay, Congressman, stay there just one moment. We've got you scheduled at the bottom of the hour. If we're unable to, that's fine. I need to speak to you for one moment off air. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Presidential candidate Ron Paul.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right, we had Ron Paul penciled in for 30 minutes, but we got him for 20. He had another. They were talking to the other radio show he's about to go on during that break. I did get a chance to get the question into him. Should there be an investigation under the Logan Act of Rick Perry going to the Bilderberg Group meeting, and he said yes, that he would call for an investigation. By that, he wasn't saying I'm calling for one because he had to go. He was saying, yes, I'm for an investigation under the Logan Act on this. So there you have it. Congressman Ron Paul is saying this should be investigated under a violation of the Logan Act. Because you can read it in clear black and white. See, I thought I had another 5 minutes with him, so I was going to get into the New World Order conspiracy, the New World Order program, this entire system. But we did not get that question in. I should have gotten the big question out up front. But it didn't matter. We got the martial law information discussed. And we got other key areas brought forward there with Congressman Ron Paul. Absolutely amazing. We've got Luke Radowski coming up. And we've got a new second confrontation that he had with Rudolph Giuliani about 9/11. The first one was with Sabrina Rivera, who's at WeAreChange.org, and they're reporting for InfoWars.com. Before I end this hour, my friends, I do want to encourage all of you to support us, to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and look at the books and the videos and the tapes and the materials. Because we support so many other activists. That's what we are, folks. We are literally, with your help, energizing so many others. That's why we need support. That's why it's important to support us. And plus, great videos, great books, not just the 15 films I've made or my book, but all the other books and videos that we carry at InfoWars.com. Riveting, powerful, informative, thought-provoking information at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. You can go watch it all and see it all online there for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. It is so important for everybody out there to take action and to get involved with the secure online video and bookstore there and to get those tapes and videos and get them out to people. That's where we're having the effect. You are authorized to make copies of all of my films. In fact, I want you to. Also, we have other great sponsors that support this show. By supporting them, you support us. Plus, it's great materials, great vitamins and nutrients and minerals. ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com. There's a banner up on PrisonPlanet.com if you forget the address. Or you can call them at 1-800-845-3841. They have got all of these incredible documented, you know, herbs and vitamins and tinctures and different things that are well known for their nutritive and health effects. Live 52 is the world's best-selling liver support formula. That's just one of the hundreds of products they have. It neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, the air you breathe, even prescription medications, which are all sources of detrimental effects on the liver. And it is a registered herbal drug in over 45 countries. It is clinically proven to be very beneficial to the liver and serious problems. Also ensures optimal liver function, helps with protein, energy, malnutrition, and loss of appetite. An herbal, just an amazing system endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals worldwide. That is ResearchedHerbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. And I want to encourage you all to remember that we have the free daily podcast at InfoWars.com. Go subscribe to it for free. Get it. I know a lot of you already subscribed to it. You can listen how you want, when you want, where you want. But tell the message boards about it. Tell your friends and neighbors about it. Go get the podcast and burn CDs of the shows. Get the information out. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.